Of course, projects like this relies on teachers, because without teachers that are actually very passionate about cinema and about innovative approach teaching media or films to their students, we wouldn't be able to do anything, also because they don't get anything in return except from the enthusiasm and the honor to work with us. and so we thought it was important to listen also to some teachers, and we have a guest from Italy. Sandra Muzzolini teaches in Liceo in Gemona del Friuli, Istituto Magherini Marchetti, and she's going to say something about the project in her experience, and then we'll have a video contribution, I'm sorry, from Croatia, from a Croatian teacher. Sandra.
Thank you for inviting me here. Actually, I have a reward, and it's coming to London for this occasion. So as Federico said, I'm here as a teacher involved in the project. And if I had to choose an adjective to describe this project, I would certainly say challenging. Challenging. It has been a challenge on various levels. First of all, as we were reminded in the first audio clip provided by Fred Film Radio for the lessons of film literacy, we have been working with students, with young students who belong to an impatient generation. They are the so-called digital goldfish. So the first challenge was just to get them to sit down quietly for about 2 hours with no popcorn and no remote control in their hands to stop the screening when they want it. And because of the presence of their teacher, let's say, reduced possibility to talk and to exchange comments, which is something they find quite difficult to avoid. And then they were confronted with a kind of cinema they are generally not familiar with, and with some dramatic issues they might or might not know something about. Add to this the fact that the films were subtitled, and this again is something they are not used to, because in Italy all films and also TV shows are dubbed. Well, we can say that the task for the students was demanding. But I think that they were pretty good at it, beyond my expectations. In a relatively short time, just a few months indeed, their approach to films evolved. In my opinion, what really worked was the fact that they shared the experience of watching a film together with their peers, and then they had to discuss about it, and so to come to terms with the fact that they can have different perspectives. You can discover that your friend liked something that you didn't like at all. And so here the challenge is to understand why. Maybe he saw something that you didn't see, or he could understand more than you did. But discussing together, they were able to grasp what they hadn't realized by themselves. And so sometimes also to change their mind, in any case, to go beyond their first impressions. What they learned is fundamentally this. You can't simply say, I like this film, or I didn't like at all. You must explain why. And in the process of trying to give voice to your thoughts and feelings, you understand them more clearly. From the first to the fourth film, I could see that they gained more confidence in speaking their mind, and also in recording the reviews for the radio clips. This was an absolute novelty for them, and another challenge indeed. The first time, for example, only a few of them offered to speak. They thought maybe this was a task for the best students in the group. But in the end, all the students took part in the recordings, both in Italian and in English. And as a teacher, this was particularly satisfying for me, because This meant that the activity was truly felt as a teamwork. Then the choice of the theme was certainly another valuable aspect of the project. Immigration is certainly a topical subject, and right now in Italy it is felt as an emergency. Media present it like this. And we know that there are a lot of prejudices around this issue, sometimes based on ignorance or misinformation, or even worse, the problem is sometimes dismissed with indifference. But whatever attitude the students had before the project, after watching the films, after sympathizing with the characters and with their stories, after understanding their stories, I'm sure that the students gained a new insight into the problems of immigrants and a wider perspective in general. Finally, I've been asked to point out some weak points in the project, but I just think there are a few things which can be improved, not really changed. Students were sometimes puzzled in front of some of the questions in the questionnaires. Some were not so clear. And I think that social networks were used less than expected. So there was not that much interaction between the different schools and the different countries. And as for the number of films, I think that 4 films in a year is a good number because, in my opinion, there should be a distance of time between watching the film, discussing about it, and then collecting ideas for the recording. Anyway, as a whole, the project was really rewarding for the students as well as for the teachers. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you to Sandra Mussolini.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.